This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he is considering winding down military operations against Iran. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said they are getting very close to meeting their objective of the military operations and hence considering winding down the military efforts in the Middle East. His post was the strongest indication yet that he may be prepared to soon end hostilities that began on 28th of February. Trump's statement comes amid Iran's intensified retaliatory strikes to the attacks U.S. and Israel launched on 28th of February. This week, after Israel struck a key gas field in Iran, the Iranians hit back by targeting world's largest LNG plant in Qatar, which is on the other side of the same gas field. The attack on the crucial gas field sent energy prices, gas and oil, soaring and forced Donald Trump to dial down, but with a warning. Trump on Thursday said Israel will not attack the Iranian gas field further. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel will stop attacking the gas field that Iranians depend on for most of their electricity at the request of the U.S. president. United States has also announced a 30-day sanctions waiver permitting the sale of Iranian oil currently stranded at sea. South Korea has said that they are ready to join efforts to ensure safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz, responsible for 20% of global oil and gas supply. South Korean Foreign Ministry stated that it will join seven countries, including European nations and Japan, in their joint statement condemning Iran's attack in the Gulf and the de facto closure of the Strait of Hormuz. The joint statement issued by Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the Netherlands and Canada calls on Iran to cease its attacks and attempts to block the strategic waterway and comply with the principle of freedom of navigation. India has adopted a coordinated and proactive approach to the evolving situation in West Asia. We have a report.
The government has emphasized that all refineries are operating at high capacity with adequate crude inventories. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas noted that domestic production of LPG has increased by about 40%. The ministry said that no fuel shortages have been reported and also advised citizens against panic buying. The government also assured that all Indian seafarers in the region are safe with no incidents reported. The Ministry of External Affairs said that the safety of Indian nationals remains a top priority. Hundreds have been evacuated through coordinated efforts, while special flights are being operated to ensure their return. With Vishnu P.S., Soumya Sharan for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Iraqi capital Baghdad has witnessed a surge in drone and rocket attacks over the past few days, with the latest incident reported today targeting Camp Victory near Baghdad International Airport. According to multiple reports, the strike triggered a large fire, sending thick plumes of smoke into the sky. Iran-backed militia groups, including factions operating under the banner of the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, have claimed responsibility, describing the base as a U.S. military and logistics hub. The Congress has released another list of seven candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Assam. The party has fielded Bidisha Niyog from Jalukbari seat. Jayant Bora will contest from Biswanath Assembly seat, while Rahul Roy will be the party candidate from Hailakandi Assembly constituency. The names of the candidates were finalized by the Central Election Committee of Congress. The party has also left 11 seats for its ally Raijor Dal in the state. Polling for the 126-member Assam Assembly will be held on the 9th of April, while counting of votes will take place on 4th of May. The government has ensured the adequate and timely availability of fertilizers across the country by increasing imports to bridge the gap between domestic production and rising demand. The Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers has informed that there has been a significant increase in imports during the current financial year compared to the same period last year. In squash, India's Anahat Singh, Tanvi Khanna, Abhay Singh and Veer Chodrani advanced to the semi-finals of the Indian Open in Mumbai yesterday. Today's semi-final will feature an all-Indian showdown between Anahat and Tanvi for a place in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.